For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. During the week, we had Father Kevin O'Brien give a wonderful retreat. It was three great nights. I know many of you were there or are watching online. But we had a great crowd, both in person, and we had some 400 or 500 people watch it also online. If you get a chance, I certainly encourage you. I know it's a little extra amount of time, but it's well worth the time looking at it and sort of in absorbing some of the wisdom. But one of the powerful things he spoke about is how we're trying to learn to see with the eyes of the heart is what the theme of our Lent. But his thing is seeing with the heart is what prevents us from seeing and discerning how God is calling us in our lives to follow him. And one of the things he says that he started on sin and how sin is a unfreedom. That when we're in a state of sin, we're not free to see as God wants us to see, right? And that's where that. And so he talks about how he defines freedom as a violation of the relationship with goodness, with others, with creation, and ultimately with God. A violation of that relationship. And so how we return back from that sin is that God restores the right relationship. So God forgives the sin, so restores the relationship to the right. And that's what we hear in today's gospel, is that Jesus is the restoration of the relationship. The right relationship is given to us in and through Jesus. And we don't, as the letter to the Ephesians says, we don't do this by our merit. So the relationship is not rightened by our work, it's done by God's grace, God's gift to us. And that then we are in right relationship to start over, to renew, to start again. And that's a profound way, and it's the center of, for Father Kevin, was that love is what rights the relationship. That there's an exchange of love, that God loves us, and Christ loves us, and that he then restores relationship in and through love. And it's not about sacrifice, as in an appeasement, as much as it is about the exchange or restoration through love. You see, but the Jews at this ancient time heard it through their lens by which they were in, and they had this understanding of atonement. Now, atonement is this idea that the God who is the judge wants some sort of payment, some expiation for the sins of humanity. So he sends God the Son, and then his death is an expiation for the sin, is a payment for the sin. So God the Father, who now acts as judge, is given this sin, and God the Son accepts that and pays off the debt. And now, remember, that's culturally bound, right? And where that comes from is you have to understand the history of it. And it's interesting, but then it's enlightening. It's because what the Jewish people did at that, they would have a goat with which they would literally pile sticks on as representing the sins of the entire community. And then they would beat the goat to go out of town, thus to call the scapegoat. Now that's where the term scapegoat comes from. So the goat now goes out of town, and all the sins of the community is gone with the goat. We are now free. Now that was what was happening at that time. And so what they did then is they slaughtered the lamb as an expiation for the sins. So they did, they piled all the sins on the lamb, and that's what became the table sacrifice. And so the table sacrifice was they piled all the sins upon the lamb, and then it says, now all our sins are forgiven, and the blood was spread out, sprinkled everyone as a reminder, once a year, a reminder that all our sins now are forgiven in this exchange of sacrifice. But Jesus comes along and says, no more. No more sacrifice. I don't want any more sacrifice to animals. I want your heart. I'm the last one. I am the lamb that takes away your sins. I am no more need for any more sacrifice. It's me. From now on, I am the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and there will be no more. All I want is your heart back to me, back in right relationship, which he then puts himself on and the exchange. And then what we do here is a remembrance. We don't do any more sacrificing. We do here once is a remembrance of what he did once as a reminder. He doesn't want any more sacrifice of animals. He wants a converted heart. So, I mean, that's all, but that's the great theology. And you might say, okay, that's great, but what does that mean for all of us today? Well, it means that we have to give up of our heart. We have to do exactly what Jesus did, which is right the relationship through love. And to understand that when we are out of relationship, when we sin, that is what separates us from God. That's the violation. That's the separation. The sin is what? It's the violation of relationship that separates us. So let me give you an example. If you have been offended by somebody in the past, and they've done real harm to you, I mean, it's real, and you are rightly offended by that, and you have unforgiveness, there is no right relationship between you. When you see that person, all that past comes up inside of you. You can feel it well up inside of you like a spring, right? And so you can understand that that's where the sin is, right? Because there is no right relationship. So Jesus comes along and says, I want you to forgive that sin, to let go of that, so that you can have a right relationship. That's the loving thing to do. You see, it's quite simple. It's not easy, but it's quite simple with what Christ is asking of us. And he shows us the way. That's how he does it. He says it's all through his love. Because Christ says that I do not, that God, through God, he says, I do not, my life is not taken from me. I readily give it up, says Christ. Nobody takes it. I have not lost my freedom. I give up my life for freedom, for your freedom. Now, let's talk about, for example, who among you would not sacrifice for your children? You'd lay down your life for your children. And that's exactly what Christ is saying, that he is laying down his life for us. He does it on his own. He does it because he wants all of us to have right relationship with God. So what does that actually mean then for all of us in our world today? Well, it means that we've got to look at the relationships with which we have sin, you know, unfreedom, you know, as Father Kevin says, and to write that relationship in the model of what Christ has done by being forgiving, by being loving. Now, that's just inside of our relationships which we have. But there are other relationships that are, for example, with creation, with goodness, and with others. Like, it should not be okay with us that there is children dying in the world through starvation or through war. I mean, there may not be much we can do with it, but we ought to be unsettled with it and want to right that relationship and demand peace, and demand peace in all places of the world, in Gaza and in Ukraine and in all war-torn places, because peace is the right relationship with God. See, where that's where our pleading prayer then, and every action needs to ooze and come forth from that very sight, that we want peace, because peace is the loving relationship and right relationship with God. And that's what, because we know that's so hard, we come to receive the peace here with the body and blood of Christ. We come to receive here what we promise to become outside. We promise to become the body of Christ for others. And so today, we receive, we know that it's all gift, all grace from God. And the language that they use here is light in darkness. It's another metaphor to have us realize that we do not want to be part of darkness. We want to come into the light. And the light is the love that we are called to share. So today, as we go forth from here, and we feel some sort of non-rightness or unfreedom in a relationship with any other person or with situation, we are called into action to love, to forgive, and to be in right relationship, because that is what Christ calls us to.